Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to a very special episode of Let's Get Real. It is the season 4 finale and also a Let's Get Together Christmas party. And we're not alone today. It's a special set. And we want to say a big hello to all the audience behind the scenes. Let's go, Mr. Rose!
Yay!
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah!
Hey!
Yes!
Hey!
Yes!
That's crazy!
Yes!
Oh!
Wow, wow, wow.
Haven't stopped yet, they're still going.
Wow, Graham, don't you feel so much energy?
Yes.
Guys, we just want to say thank you so much. If you're viewing this live and you're not here, I can tell you guys are missing out big time.
What are you doing? What were you doing
what
on Monday?
Doing?
It's a public holiday. Come
Where's
on,
Daniel?
Where are you? No context. Watching this, it's like, what's happening?
Only the people background laughing. Anyway, we just want to say thank you so much to the live audience who are here. We also want to give a big shout out, first of all, to Every Nation Church Malaysia. Can we hear it for ENCM, please?
Woo-hoo!
Thanks a lot. Guys, thank you so much for hosting us. If you guys didn't know, we have a show called Uncover. And we also shot right here where you guys are seated. And also all thanks to ENCM. They've been partnering with us and we're so grateful for this partnership and this friendship. We also want to give a big shout out because today we are launching something very, very exciting.
Yes.
So
can say already.
Can say already, like, bro.
Can say.
We've been dying to do this for so long.
Since season one.
We
made a makeshift one, if you remember.
We should have brought the makeshift.
Very bad quality makeshift.
It's terrible.
Stuff.
It's really peeling off, like, actually. Yeah. But we've come a long way since 2020, and we finally get to launch our very own limited edition merchandise in collaboration with none other than our good friends from Worshipper Club. Can we have a big round of applause? Worshipper Club. Yep, over there. That's right. Of course, we're going to show you the merch later.
Later.
Yes, and it's one of the ways we're going to launch it tonight, actually, for all the live audience here.
By the time you are watching this, it's
going to cost
you
more.
You can buy now.
You can buy the website.
Buy.
But for the people here, you'll get a special discount now.
Hopefully, still have by Sunday.
Sell out tonight. No chance for you. Forget it.
Skip to 3 minutes, 40 seconds.
Okay, we're going to start the episode officially. There's so many things to cover and so many things to talk about, right? What are we talking about?
We're talking about some wrap up.
Yeah, it's been.
How has season 4 been for you, for me, and for everybody?
Let's start with you, maybe. I think you should be the best person to start. I mean, you've been doing the show. You've been producer. I remember when we first started, it was just one show.
Yeah.
Every
season, you like to add one show. So we're very scared.
So before, right? If you guys don't know, before every season, we have a retreat, you know, and we just take some time to take time off.
Yeah.
To seek the Lord for new vision for the new year. And after the first year, the second year came about, and the vision I received, like, we want to do another show. And then they were like, can see the team, you know, they're like,
are you sure? Shaking, gagar.
And then the third year came about, and this was 2022, and I said, hey, I want to do another new show.
Fun fact, fourth year, no retreat, so no new
show. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to do our retreat. So it's maintained 3 shows. Who knows, we may have more shows in the future.
Yeah.
That's what one of the things that I think we can reveal is that I have grand plans, in the sense that we've always wanted to reach even the Mandarin market, the Bahasa Malaysia market, and it's always a vision of mine that Let's Get Real is not a Brandon Ho or a Graham Darren thing, or not our thing. That Let's Get Real must always progress. Even if Brandon is just gone tomorrow, Let's Get Real should be able to continue with lots and lots of other hosts or lots and lots of different people. That's very important, that it's just not me.
I think vision aside, like goals aside, what we set out from season 1, I think it still remains. I think it's pretty much our focus of why we do this, is that as long as one person, we always, when we look at the views of our videos as well, we're like, oh, season 1 we did so well, then suddenly COVID, like, oh, lesser. Now it's like hovering around a healthy amount, but then we always tell ourselves that as long as one person out there watch our video, one person is blessed reach our goal.
Yeah.
We've done what we are called to do. So although we have plans to make it big, to make it like, oh, we want to do this in different language, but I think ultimately the goal or the vision that God has gave us is that, hey, do this, and if one person is blessed, you've been good, you've been faithful.
Yep. Can we get an amen for that? Yeah. Amen. Truly. Oh. That has never changed. It's been season 1, day 1 till today. Season 4 has been a very long season, I would say.
Yeah.
We've had such a, you know, the thing is all the people behind the scenes as well, all of us have full-time jobs. That's why we shoot with our guests. Every time the guests, you know, when we invite our guests, they'll ask for, oh, what time is the shoot and everything like that. And we have to explain to our guests that we can only shoot at night or on weekends.
Yep.
Because all our team are made up of volunteers. There are 9 of us and all of them have full-time jobs outside. So they're really using time off from their schedule. They're all, you know, serving in ministries. They're also people who are busy with families, relationships and things like that, and they got other life outside there, but for them to use their time and their resources and their energy to take time off to serve in this ministry, FOC, is something that I will never ever take for granted. So that's all our recordings are done at night from weekdays or either on weekends, I would say. Yeah, so it's been a long season. We've come to the last and final episode right now.
Woohoo!
Wow, I tell you,
praise God,
praise the Lord,
praise God. I think
for you, yeah.
For me, I think together, how I look at it is like together with the show. Yes, the show have grown, but I think even the team we've grown as well. Yeah. I think when we first started, most of us are still in uni. We're still studying, so daytime recording anytime.
Correct.
Skip no skip class. Don't skip class. You know, we are good Christian. But you know, in between class, we went for shoot as well. Yeah. I still remember we used to shoot in Jin's studio.
Yeah, that's right.
And Darren and I would like grab there and like shoot there in between classes. And it was like COVID time somehow.
Correct.
That was amazing. And with that, a lot of us, actually all of us recently, just all, everyone graduated.
Yeah.
Everyone's some are in the unemployment bracket right now. But some are working already.
Some are engaged.
Shout out.
Some are engaged.
Some are engaged. Shout out to Lavinia. And yeah, what I was saying is like, together with the show, I think I've seen the team grown in different capacity. And with that, since everyone is working, like you mentioned, we don't have that flexibility anymore with our guests. And I think this season, for me personally, has been really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Finding time after work to come. And still, you know, we want to do our best. We want to host our guests the best as well. And I think for me personally, it's been one difficult season, but I'm encouraged to see that when we needed the team the most, I think everyone sort of stepped up. I think this season, everyone kind of tried doing different things because we are busy and we cannot take as much as we had last season. So everything was split among our group as well, our team. Yeah. And I think it's just so proud and encouraged to see everyone stepping up to lead in different capacity.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks a lot for sharing, Graham. You know, I draw a lot of strength and encouragement from the team members, because if I were to do it alone, I can tell you long time. I can tell you 2021.
There won't be season two.
Yeah, I would have given up already. So, you know, I really appreciate the team. People like my wife, for example, who keeps pushing me and keeps encouraging me. Really my rock, I would say. Yeah. So we got some questions as well that we want to answer, right?
From the audience, actually.
Yeah, because before you guys came, we asked you guys, if you don't mind, you know, to write down some questions that you have for us. And we're going to be answering these questions throughout the episode as well to see what we can cover.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can answer all of them, but we will try.
Yes.
We will try, right?
We will try.
So should we start with the first one,
yes.
Graham?
First question for Graham. When is Let's Carry Retreat? No, I choose one. I'll pass the time to Brandon.
When is Let's Get...
Like I said just now, if there's a retreat, there's another show, so I'm quite scared.
I don't know. I mean, this is a... You should have just WhatsApped the group, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, thanks...
I think it's from the team, someone. Hui En!
One of you guys,
I'm
right?
Sure.
Confirm.
I'm sure.
We'll have it maybe next month, before Chinese New Year.
Yeah, let's hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Thank
you. I'm looking at my wife, actually. But yeah, we'll have it before CNY. Okay?
Yes.
Whoever asked this question, okay?
Okay.
No one dared to nod their head.
We're opening invite to people to come. No.
No.
Okay.
All right. With that, you know, we, like I said, you know, we want to invite a few guests to come up here as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Graham. Thanks a lot for being here, Graham. Now, as mentioned, you know, the show is not done alone. Brandon cannot do everything alone. So we work with a lot of different people, different partners who have come alongside us to be on board because they share the same vision of what we want to do. So we want to speak to a very special person. And he is actually a pastor. And he is pastor of and from Every Nation Church Malaysia. So ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the rocker, the one and only Pastor Neil! Wow! I gotta say, man, you set the bar really high. I feel like we should have started and ended with you.
Oh,
because
I'd
rather end it with you because the cheer was... You got a lot of fans in the house tonight.
Of course. Give it up for ESAM people!
Wow.
Anybody love Jesus?
Yeah!
Okay, just want to make sure he still has the highest praise, all right? So, let's go.
Yeah, Pastor Neil has been partnering with us, especially this season, all right? He opened up our church for us to shoot Uncover, and he also provided the resources, you know, the team as well, to really help us set up the media team of ENCM. And we had such an easy time, the process was so easy for us. We really, really enjoyed it. And even today as well, when I texted Pastor Neil, I said, hey, we've got this event that we want to do. Our studio is too small. For those of you who came the first year, last year, you would have understood it was just too small. We needed a bigger space. And I texted him. He was like, yeah, sure, when? That's his reply. Yeah, sure, when? And it's so quick to reply. And that really has helped us. And that's why all of you are here today sitting in this hall. So Pastor Neil, first of all, I just want to say on behalf of the team, thank you so much for doing this for us. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's catch up a little bit. How have you been? I see the color of your hair has changed. You been up to? How have you been doing?
Good. Long story short, my hair was a little bit lighter than this. I wanted to get purple shampoo. Yeah, so I got the wrong purple shampoo.
Oh.
Brushed my teeth, and lo and behold, this is the color of my hair right now. So I have a bottle, so I'm just waiting to finish it. So you will see purple for the rest of that bottle's life.
Will it last until Chinese New Year?
I hope not.
Did your wife approve of this or not?
Nope.
Okay, yeah. Good. I want to talk to you a little bit about Let's Get Real. You know, you was involved in Uncover a lot. And the thing is, last year you were also supposed to be on Uncover, but you couldn't make it. So maybe you can share your perspective on your POV and how has it been like working with us, really. I feel so scared asking this question because I'm so worried he's going to like, oh, you guys were terrible, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, you know, maybe you can share a little bit as well.
Obviously, last year, if you guys can recall, you guys heard about the Revo worship?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how many people have been blessed with that? Yeah. Only a few, okay, some of you guys, all right? But yeah, because of that, that was one of the reasons why I was supposed to be there last year, but I couldn't make it mainly because there's just a lot of things happening at church. But I'm so glad I was able to do it this year with you guys, you know. To be honest, right, I mean, if you guys didn't know, I knew Brandon since he was in college.
Yeah.
That was like the longest.
It's more than 10 years ago.
It's more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I knew him, and there have been a couple of events and situations where we've crossed paths. So for him to get in touch with me this year and ask if we can use the facility and everything like that, it was technically a no-brainer. I think for us as an Every Nation Church, I think our desire is only to bless, you know, and especially if it has something to do with the kingdom of God and stuff. I mean, that's pretty much what we desire. You know, to be a platform, to provide events as such, so that you guys can continue to do what you guys need to do to spread the kingdom. So, yeah, I mean, wow. nothing bad, just all good.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Relieved. So, can we use this place again next year?
Can. This year is FOC, so I'm just kidding.
We'll amen to that as well, because we'll have bigger budget, you know, then we can also, you know, give a little bit more love gift. But yeah, you know, we want to say thank you so much as well for being here. Thank you so much for allowing to use the space, for the partnership as well. We really, really appreciate it. Can you tell us one highlight from working with us, like, this season? Like, is there a specific memory or is there a favorite memory that you have that you can just maybe share with the audience tonight?
Personally, for me, whenever we do gatherings as such, right, it's always been good to see other people, like other worship pastors, other musicians and stuff. So it's like a mini reunion whenever we get together with events as such. So I think that's probably the most memorable for me. And I think the more we get to do such, I think it's easier for us to connect rather than, you know, because everybody has their own thing going on. So thank you for events as such, so at least we can get to do this all over again.
Awesome. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up one more time for Pastor Neil. Thank you. Oh, we got one question. We got one question here, from the fishbowl just now. Maybe you should read it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's for you.
Let me see. Did God call himself Yahweh so that when Malaysians go Yahweh, what? Yahweh! Okay, we're calling out to him. Yes, that's my simple answer. Yes, that's the reason why God called himself Yahweh. For us Malaysians to call Yahweh. All right, so It's corny, but sure. Yes.
Thank you.
Everything for the kingdom of God.
One more time, Pastor Neil. I would like to read that out one more time because I think it's super funny. Did God call himself Yahweh so that when Malaysians go, Yahweh, we're calling out to him? Wow. Who wrote this? I want to know. Where are you? Raise your hand. Oh, you wrote it? What? Oh, it could be Daniel, yeah. Okay, we'll talk to each talk to you later because I think it's very special, that one. All right, next up, we want to invite another person. Now, this person is from our Discord community server, and he received an award just now, and we're very, very happy, actually, to have this Discord community because community is very, very important, and it's what keeps us going as well when we see people being active, we see lives being changed. So, ladies and gentlemen, without much further ado, please give it up for none other than Mr. Nicholas Tong. Come on up here, bro. What's up, man? How are you, bro?
Great, great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, introduce yourself first. What's your name? Where are you from? How old are you? What are you doing?
Okay. I'm Nick. I am... what was that again? Where I'm from? I'm from Johor.
Oh!
Yes, but I'm living in KL. Yeah.
And what are you doing? Are you working? Are you studying?
I'm working as an admin in a Christian organization. Wow. I won't reveal who where.
And are you single right now?
Yes.
Hey, look happier lah, oi. Yes. Shoulders out, chest
yes.
out, bro.
Yes, I am.
Back straight. I'm single.
Yes, I'm single.
Okay, good. Happy for you, bro. Huh? Got a lot of ladies tonight. You know what to do. Can,
Yes.
Okay. Now, Nick, you know, okay, on a serious note, you know, you've been around Discord. How long since you joined our Discord community, our Discord server?
I think I was there since within the 3 days of the Discord server.
Really?
Yeah, within the 3 days when it was released.
Wow.
To public for all to join. Mm. Then I just jump in like, wait, oh, there's people already inside.
Oh, okay. So you've been there for at least, I think, more than 2 years now, because it's been around for close to three now.
Yeah.
Nice. And what's one thing that you enjoy most about being in this Discord server?
There are a lot of our friends who are there actively. We used to have a midnight group, the Midnight Gang. Yeah, some of them are still there. Yes, some of them are still there.
Wow.
But they are working, so no longer Midnight Gang.
So what about yourself? You know, I see you drop a lot of memes. Yes. I've been dying to ask you actually. Where do you literally share memes like every single day? Every day, guys. Every day, there's a Christian meme that he will share on our Discord server. Where do you get all these memes from?
I have my sources. I got them online. Online. Legally, yes. Yes, I got a permit to steal memes.
Right, okay. Last year, you won an award. Did he win an award last year as well, right?
Meme King.
Meme King. He was our Meme King last year. Wow. And this year, you're something else, right? What was the award that you won?
Still on Discord.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being there as well. Is there something from all the episodes that you watched? I trust, okay? I would like to believe that you watched most of the episodes.
Yeah. I've watched most of them since the beginning.
Right.
And something that I caught the most.
Is there a favorite episode?
And the favorite one, I'd say, is the Madam Mui Yok Lai.
Oh, Miss Moy.
Yeah, she went to, she's from MCKL, that one was...
Correct, right, from Methodist College, yeah.
Yeah, so I like those educators. I want to be an educator, wanted to. so I really look up to them.
Yeah.
So when I hear about her story, I'm like, oh. Wow, from there, the lives that she's impacted, it's a lot.
Fantastic. What about this season? Is there a specific episode that you'd really enjoy? Or is there an episode that you even don't enjoy? You can share, don't worry, I won't kill you. That you like...
Shichi one? The one from where Shichi
That you don't
was...
like?
No.
Oh, that you like. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
I like,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. You were very fast with that, but the Shichi one? Okay, you like ah. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
You like because... You like her or you like the episode?
The episode. Yeah. Yeah. That was the first one that came out.
So you enjoyed that one, lah?
Yes.
Okay, okay, cool. Nick, before I let you go, can we answer a question if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure.
Can, huh? Okay, let's bring it out here and let's see what we got here. Maybe you should read it.
How long do you all expect for LGR to keep going?
Wow.
As long as it can go, lah. Right.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. Yeah, as long as it can go, lah. Yeah, cool. Thanks a lot, Nick. Really appreciate it. Let's give it up one more time for Nicholas Tong. I can't come back from that, bro. That was very pain, bro. Wow. Check out on this award. I might want to rescind that award now. You didn't see what happened, is it? You didn't see, yeah? Yeah, don't see, All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard from someone who's partnered with us on Let's Get Real. We've also heard from someone who's from the community. I think it's high time we hear from someone from our own team as well, internally. Like I said, there are 9 of us. You know, there's myself, my wife, there's Graham, there's Lavinia, there is Aaron, there's Huyen, Darren as well. Where's Darren? There? Darren, he's been with us from the beginning. We also have Angeline and Ashira. So there are 9 of us here, and I think it's high time that, you know, we would like to hear from one of them. This girl, she came in our second year, if I'm not mistaken, yeah? We grew from 3 to 5. Yeah, and she came in as this very quiet, very timid, very tiny, quite literally, actually, yeah. She's very tiny. And personally, you know, when I was, again, talking to my wife, you know, we've seen a lot of growth in her. She's really grown up and matured so much, and we're so grateful to have her on the team as well. So we would love to hear her thoughts and listen a little bit about her journey and her time in Let's Get Real. She's our designer, and she's designed a lot of great stuff for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, without much further ado, can I please bring up Huyen? Come on. I told you she's tiny. She is very, very tiny. Look at her. Are you shocked that you're here?
Banyak-banyak.
We actually didn't tell her that she's going to come on until just now, about what, 1 hour ago, right?
I think probably around, yeah.
About 1 hour
when
ago.
When I just came in, and then it's like, you're going to be on the show. I'm like, huh? Okay. And then now I'm like, okay, very, very scared.
So you're okay now or not?
No.
Now, Huyen, maybe you can share with us as well, you know, what was it like when you first started? How did you join the team? And yeah, maybe start with that first, then we'll follow up from there.
I started when, like, I think a friend of mine, she forwarded the IG story where you guys are finding for volunteers. So actually, I sent it to my friend. So then I'm like, okay, maybe you try, because I think she just graduated also. So, and then I just like, okay, maybe I should try also. And it wasn't like what I wanted, you know, because at the time, I don't think I'm spiritually mature enough. So, okay, I'll try my luck, lor. Then after that, we had an interview, and then they say, oh, you're in the team now.
Hey, just so you know, a lot of people applied. It wasn't easy. We went through interview process. We asked for a portfolio. Yeah, together. She came in the same time as Aaron, and we really interviewed the both of them. And where are you from, Huyen?
I was born in Penang.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Klang with my family. Okay. And then I moved when I was 7, so I started my secondary standard 2 in Klang, and then started my Klang life. Mm. Yeah.
what is the Klang life, right? I don't know. I started my Klang life. But you know, Huyen is someone that we've really seen grow. She mentioned, you know, when she first applied, she said you weren't that spiritually mature and things like that. And she's someone that we've personally seen her grow as well. From that first time when she applied, when she when we interviewed her, and now she's been with us for 2 years now, and we've seen her really grow from one level of faith to another. So maybe Huiying, you can share with us as well, you know, what's been the highlight for you since joining Let's Get Real and, you know, working together with us and serving in this ministry?
I think because so far I've been like serving in my church, but I'm not taking like the major roles. So when I joined the team, right, to do Let's Get Real, I totally don't know what I'm doing at all. The only thing I know...
could we tell that she don't know what she was doing? No, right? We don't. Yeah, we thought she knew what she was doing. That was how good you were.
Maybe I'm good at like pretending. It's like, yes, I know this. And then like... at the behind the scenes, you know. And at the time, I'm still, I just started my degree. Mm. So I a bit of experience in designing. So then slowly through that, right, I also gained a lot of experience and also meeting a lot of like really, how do I say this?
讲华语也可以的。
我的华语不是那么厉害了。
Fujian also, Hokkien from Klang also can. Okay, maybe not Hokkien, sorry. Take some time, think about it in English.
Maybe like really, okay, because I said that I'm not spiritually mature yet at the time.
Yeah.
And I meet like a lot of like this, a lot of pastors, a lot of, okay, even though like I see through online, but it's like, I also like feel impacted by what they say in the podcast. And through that, right, I slowly also like got closer to God, but also at that some times where I also feel very distant. Mm. But because of this show, I felt very connected to God. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome.
A bit shy.
You're a bit shy.
Everyone looking at me.
The designer thing, they prefer to be behind the camera, behind, you know, at the laptop or a computer. But hey, Huiying, thank you so much for being a part of the team. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, we're so grateful that you're around. Before I let you go, is it okay if you answer a question?
Sure.
Come.
I wrote this question myself.
Really? We didn't know. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, maybe then you're the best person to read it out loud. What did you ask?
I'll pretend I'm somebody else. Let's Get Real team. What do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Well, to the person who asked this question, I always say this, I also don't know what I'm eating tomorrow, so don't ask me this kind of question.
You literally asked this question, hello?
I expected someone else to answer this.
Oh, I cannot be. I cannot with this girl, man. So many times with Huiying, we were behind the team. I cannot with this girl. I cannot. So, okay, so that's your answer?
Okay, our answer is more serious.
Okay, here we go, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe I'll probably... Actually, how do I say this? Because I don't really see myself like staying in one place. I like to move here and move there. I like to jump. Mm. Yeah, I like to jump. But... no context. But so, I think I will stay with the team.
Whoa! Hey, clap lah, wey!
Because, I mean, like, I have been with the team for quite some time, and I also created, did you know that I created Listen Up, all the visuals, everything is me. But, yeah, I feel like...
She's been waiting the whole night to say that, I feel. Did you know? It was me.
Yo. But I hope that I can stay with the team, yeah. And also try out different experiences.
Awesome. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it all the time for Huiying. We love you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Huiying. All right, now our last guest. As you guys know, something very, very exciting is happening tonight, right? 4 years in the making, we are finally launching our own limited edition merchandise. So he is the founder of Worshipper Club, which is a fantastic apparel brand. There we go. And we're so excited to have him here as well. Ladies and gentlemen, he's done an awesome job. I'm so, so pleased with the result. Here to talk to us for the first time and the first time appearing on the show as well. Please give it up for none other than the founder of Worshipper Club. Let's give it up for Eric! Let's go, Eric. Come on, come on. Woo! What's good, bro? Have a seat. Come.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Before we talk about anything else, he's married.
My wife.
You're welcome, Shanice. All right? Married, ah? Married, okay?
Amen. Very married.
Very much. Very married. Okay, good. Eric, I just want to say thank you so much for working so hard. You guys have no idea. It's such a long process, you know. We work so hard on this merchandise. And maybe you are the best person to answer this. Maybe you can share with the people as well, you know. How did we come to this collaboration? Tell us a little bit of backstory, because I think many people don't know.
I remember one time Graham just slid into a worshipper DM, and then...
Is it the only DM you're sliding into? No other. Okay.
I can feel the fire in him, but I was about to go shower. I was like, I'll reply this guy later. I need to go to shower. So, a second thought, I was like, hey, is this a scam? Because some people actually slide in a DM and say in Mandarin, say that, hey, are you guys Christian and this and blah, blah, blah. A lot. Mm. Yeah, so a bit suspicious, but after I checked his profile, I was like, oh, yeah, let's get real. this must be real. So,
yeah. Should we have a show called Let's Get Fake or something?
Yeah, so that's how we met. That's how we met through Instagram. Yeah. Graham is the first person that we had a handshake on social media.
And then after that, what happened was that I think we had a meetup, right?
Yeah, we met up in was it SS2? SS2? SS2 yeah. Coffee Bean? Yeah. Mm. We had a meetup. I remember I was still not feeling well on that day.
I think a few of us weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
I remember I was very sick as well. And I was just very, very checked out during the meeting. But there was just something very special about the meeting, you know. I remember his entire team came, and myself, Phoebe was there, Graham was there, and we started discussing about the potential of collaborating, sharing with him the vision of Let's Get Real, and they caught it so quickly, and then we in turn asked them about Worshipper Club as well. Yep. You know, it's not just an apparel company, it's really a word company, and they shared their vision, and we really felt very much in sync, in spirit as well. We was like, hey, this is really something that could be fire, you know. And that night, very quickly then we decided, let's just do it. Let's just make something out of this. And talk to us about the process as well from that time. Because it was a few months?
Yeah.
It took a few months.
Yeah, a few months, yeah.
Can you share with us some of the challenges, besides Brendan and Graham being very nitpicky?
I think you guys were really good. You guys are really
nice.
No, seriously, it's on the show, I have to behave.
Just because he's in front of camera, huh?
No, honestly, I've met you guys and you guys are, you guys are on social media and influencer, in a sense, right?
Yeah.
Well, so you guys are, when I first met you guys, you guys are like this. You guys are good, friendly. So.
Not very convincing, but okay, continue.
Well, the struggle, I would say that on the design itself.
Yeah,
on the design itself, because... I'm thinking.
Okay. I remember you had difficulty even with the color or something like that.
Yeah, that's one of it because it's not really my style, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, it's first time working with other brand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have to blend in with your characteristic as an LGR. Mm. Yeah, so that is the challenging part. It took me a few days to come up with that design. Mm. Yeah, although it's very simple, but it's really difficult. I mean, at that time, itself. I remember it's that night. Mm. Yeah, when I first came out with that design. Mm. Yeah, it was really challenging. So I sent over to the group and it's like, let's think about it. So I was like, that's that.
Okay. But are you pleased today? You know, we went through a lot of different versions, I remember.
Yeah.
We went a lot back and forth.
Yeah.
And today now, when you look back on all those like 3-4 months of work.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's worth it? Are you happy?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's worth it. It's really worth it. Yeah, it's... I believe that we're doing it for God. Mm. So, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. What can you tell about your team as well? you know, how they supported you and you know, how they journey with you?
Very much. I can't do this like what you say. You know, you have a team and you can't do this alone. Yeah, so me too. I mean, God really sent people, you know, my way, and I didn't even ask for them. They came knocking themselves. I was like, wow, God, this must be you, man. Yeah. So I'm really pleased and to have my colleagues with me, mm-hmm. and they are all here today. Yeah.
Wow. Let's give a big round of applause. Well done. Very good. Eric, we're so excited to be working with you.
Amen.
And tonight, after this podcast recording, we will do the official launch of our merchandise. It's going to be there on stage.
Yep.
And look forward to that. And we're also going to be selling it tonight itself. It's going to be available for sale, right? Yes. So before I let you go, we do have one question. If I'm not mistaken, it's this one.
Okay.
So, you should read it.
Wow. Why collab with worshippers?
What?
Well, I'm going to be honest, man, because God said so.
Okay. I'll be honest, you know, why collab with worshipper? Okay, here's the thing, right? When we first came out with our own, we wanted to come out with our own merchandise. Like I said, in 2020, we actually have. I should have brought it today, you know. I still have like 3-4 copies of it. And it has never seen the light of day, like, okay? But we have our own version, and we also tried to design our own t-shirts as well. And what we realized was that we were lacking. In the sense that the truth is, we are not apparel or cloth makers, you know. And in terms of design, yes, I remember our own team, we came up with some designs. And I love the design, to be honest with you. But we realized that when it comes to actually selling merchandise, we don't have that kind of platform. We don't have that kind of payment gateway. It takes a lot. Like, yeah. Honestly, guys, you don't see it. But when we started working with them, then we realized, like, just a simple thing of selling merchandise and sending out the back end things.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious me, like it's a lot of work, and we just didn't have that kind of structure or that kind of capabilities, or we were just not enough of manpower or resources to actually go and do something like that. And so we thought, like, hey, the next best thing is we need to collaborate. We need to 1 + 1 = 3. We cannot do this alone. Then only we set out to find for people. And Graham one day, he texts me, you know, it's like, he just sent me the link of the Instagram profile. And he just sent me the link. He rarely gives contact sometimes. He just sends the link. So this guy sometimes, I don't know what he's saying. Yeah, he just sent the link. And then I pressed the link and I looked out. I was like, oh, bro, this is awesome. You know, these guys are amazing. What you guys, the designs are super cool as well. It fits us as well and the target audience. You know, we serve a very young crowd. It's very streetwear as well. And we love the designs. And so I told Graham, it's like, okay, so what about this? I think it's great. He's like, hey, I want to reach out to them so that we can do our merchandise and collaborate with this brand. And I said, okay. You know, I said, let's set up a meeting straight away. Let's meet them. And within, like, I think a week or two, we straight away met up with you guys already. And so it's a very logical, practical answer on why we decided to collaborate, because we simply actually didn't have the capability. Why worshipper? Well, because, like I said, when we first met, we felt very in sync in terms of our vision, what we want to achieve, even in the kingdom of God. We were very in sync. And we really can bounce off each other in terms of the energy, the vibe, and things like that, and even chemistry as well. You know, when we go back and forth with the team, they reply very quickly, and they're very, very helpful as well with things that we want, and and combining the vision of Worshipper Club and combining the vision of Let's Get Real and the two brands. So that's why we decided to work with Worshipper.
It's good. Amen.
Amen, huh? Yeah. Eric, before I let you go, anything else to add or not? Don't shake hands.
It's good.
Anything else you want to say to...
Yeah, I want to say thanks. Thank you so much for having us, worshippers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thank you for having our Kingdom family here as well. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Awesome, guys. Give it up one more time for Eric. Thank you, bro. Really appreciate it. Thank you. So stay back later, right? Next 15 minutes or so, we're going to launch the t-shirt. We're going to show you guys the official. We have two designs going to be launched tonight. So for those of you who are watching right now, whether you're watching at home in the next year or something like that, I believe that we will still, I hope so you can get your hands on it. But if it's sold out, then sold out. Okay. I would like to invite Graham to come back on us as we close the podcast. We've invited all our guests. We've spoken to them as well.
I have the message that you were talking about.
Do you?
Yes.
You really do?
August 25th. You know I'm excited when I spam one word by one word.
Yes. It's
I didn't
annoying.
Even write the whole sentence. I said, bruh, I just had the most wholesome call with these people. Then I send you the link. Then I say, bro, you free for a call? I remember when I had a call with them, like, it's more than just, yes, I shared, like, who are we, let's get real, and stuff like that. Then they also shared who they were, and I still remember, like, they even prayed for me. Shanice just went like, hey, can I pray for you? I'm like, okay, it's an online call, but sure. And they prophesied, over my life as well, and it was just like, what's happening?
Oh, during our meeting at SS2 as well.
Yes.
Yeah. We also
amazing.
Pray over each other.
They just pray, and I'm
yes.
And I think it was at that online call. I was at the office, I remember, and they just prayed for me, and I'm like, yeah, we need to work with them. Wow. Then that's when I share with you, August 25th, 2023.
And today we are recording on December 11th. So 2023. September, October, November. So 4 months in the making. Oh, I'm so excited!
Woo-hoo.
Sorry. So excited. So before we close, you know, any last words that you want to say to them before and to the audience and everyone else?
I think two things. One is to everyone that it's available here. I think we're always online. We always do our stuff online. Mm. And I think some of you also tagged us in some of the episodes. And I think it's just great to just put a face to the name that we've been seeing online.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the show, some of you since season one. And also for encouraging us. I still remember a little bit before season two started, we were putting it off because of COVID. And some of you actually DM us, asking us like, hey, when are you guys doing it again? And that just shows that, you know, this show, even though we do it, we feel like we're just doing it, putting the episode out there. But actually, ultimately, it's these faces that are here that are blessed, that get to hear the stories that both of us get to encounter, like the person that we meet in real life as well. So that's one. And secondly, to those that are watching online, we just want to say a huge thank you. We hope that you guys are blessed by this season so far, and we hope that you guys continue to support us. And we hope that we get to see you in person one day, hopefully.
Yes, for next year's get together.
Yes, in a hall. No.
In a hall, yeah, for sure.
The big hall, opposite there.
Yeah, amen.
Pastor Neil?
Yeah, where?
Can, huh? Oh, you said can. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who came tonight. I really appreciate it, guys. I really do. Thank you. I really, really do, truly. You know, my heart is so full. It's full of joy. And in this season of Christmas as well, you know, seeing so many, the faces that you say, the faces behind the clicks, the faces behind the comments, the faces behind those, you know, little like DMs and things like that. To see the faces behind, it means so much to us. We just didn't know when we started during the pandemic. What we did was just to obey God's calling, and to see what it has become today is truly very, very humbling. Believe me. And you know, I really, you know, people from Singapore, from Australia as well, from the Philippines.
Shout out to Joel from Australia.
Yeah, shout out to Joel from Australia. Every single time, yeah. And these are people that, countries that we never even expected to reach. And we want to say a very big thank you for even the love gifts as well that you guys blessed us with, monetarily speaking, you know.
The cameras are here, by the way.
Yes.
Love gift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We use it to very, very exact purposes. And we really am so, so grateful that we get to grow from strength to strength. And next year, you know, that's a great question, you know. It just occurred to me, like, when someone asked me, how long are you going to do this for? And Nick answered such wise words, you know, as long as you can. Just go on. So we hope to continue to work very hard to produce more great content for God's kingdom and for you guys as well. And we'll continue to really give our best in the spirit of excellence. And we really appreciate this trust that you've given us to be able to serve in this ministry.
Yep.
Yeah. So with that being said, thank you so much. Is this which one? Camera. This one, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Nola, we talked together this
together.
Camera.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Aaron.
Sorry. Aaron's editor, by the way.
Sorry, bro. Yeah,
this
but
one.
With that being said, you know, we say thank you so much for being with us throughout season 4 of Let's Get Real, our finale episode. We love you so much. And we'll see you again next year.
Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode on Let's Get Real.
If you want to see more episodes like this, be sure to subscribe to our channel, like the video, comment, and share it with your friends.
And if you want to support our ministry by giving your love gifts, you can do so with the bank details that you see on the screens right now.
Be sure to earmark LGR or Let's Get Real so that we know your giving will be used for this ministry.
Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, God bless and bye-bye. Bye.